As I stated initially, I do have a single issue, and it is improving academic proficiency in our graduating seniors. To do that, I will use a common sense, transparent approach in making decisions. I'm going to be thoughtful, ask questions, seek input, and make decisions that directly affect that outcome positively. Spending since 1970 has tripled regarding it with education, but proficiency hasn't risen all of that much nationally. I think it's not directly attributed to the amount of money to get those outcomes. I think it is how we approach education and making sure that children are learning in harmony with their brain. Each child learns differently. It doesn't come down to skin color. It was stated earlier that the district has never looked at CRT, and I would say that that is incorrect. Better Lesson and CRT both have similar verbiage. One person that's running for candidacy has already voted for it, and the other two are very much in support of it. I would remind people that Better Lesson does still have $6,000 being held for materials to, quote, be determined later. And I would really very much like for people to be paying attention to that, and no matter who gets elected, to hold those board members accountable for that, for those materials that we will be buying for our teachers' professional development. If you don't feel like your voice has been heard on ECHO on the school board, then a vote for me would be assuring that your voice would be on your school board